him and the other people around him who are behind this?
Well, in the first instance, we'd like to see him held accountable for the crimes against humanity that he's committed, and so we'd love to see at some point someone execute the arrest warrant that the International Criminal Court has issued for him. If that doesn't work, though, in the immediate term, to save lives now, a diplomatic process that leads to a comprehensive peace agreement that allows for transformation in Sudan and peace in Sudan.
Or at the very least, a humanitarian corridor so that we can get some aid to these people before they die. Because there's a bigger issue that we have to address, because we can't just keep putting band-aids on this. But there's a band-aid that's going to be needed pretty quickly.
And you're talking about putting the squeeze on the government, the Khartoum government, getting the Chinese involved. Why is it in their interest to help?
Well, it's easy. China has built about a $20 billion infrastructure in oil, oil rigs, pipelines, refineries, mostly in southern Sudan, where most of the oil is. Right now, for instance, the South, who has the oil, and the North, who gets it in the refinery and then keeps most of it and keeps the money and buys bombs and bombers and equipment to actually attack the South or the Abyei and other regions, the South just turned off all the oil. Now, a lot of people think that's bad for both, but who it's really bad for is China, who gets 6% of their oil imported from the Sudan. Now, when they're not getting it from there, they got to go get it somewhere else. China has a vested interest in this being solved. For the first time, we can go to China and not try to play on humanitarian issues and not to say, let's play to your better angels. Let's talk about maybe we can all work together to try and figure out a way to influence the government of Khartoum for you economically.